Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea while he dismissed the crowd. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once, Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, he came to land at Gennesaret, and when the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
St. Dominic founded his order in a bar. It's not superfluous, it's actually true. He was, in some ways, the most conventional of characters. He was a priest from birth. He was a pious kid who knew he wanted to be a priest. He had an older brother who was a priest. He had an uncle who was a priest. So he got apprenticed to the uncle, and he got ordained a priest, and he got assigned to the cathedral, and the bishop kind of liked him. So the bishop took him on as his secretary. And the bishop was kind of an important guy, and so the bishop took him on a trip from where they were in Spain up into the north countries to arrange the marriage that is the backstory for the play Hamlet. They get up there and the girl has either died or entered the convent. The Latin's the same. And that's not a joke. And so there's no marriage to arrange, but they get to have a more leisurely journey back. And as they leisurely journey back to Spain, you have to go through France. And as they go through southern France, they run into 13th century Scientologists. Not actually. but a sort of heretical culty group more or less like that. A group like Scientologists that pretty much everyone's heard about, but very few people have actually met. And so one night, Father Dominic and his bishop are sitting in an inn, in the bar of the inn. They're staying upstairs, and they're sitting there, and they discover that the innkeeper belongs to this group. And Dominic stays up all night talking with the guy, trying to figure out how it is that a seemingly otherwise ordinary, intelligent, faithful Christian could get such goofy ideas. And by morning, he's brought the innkeeper back to the faith. So on the way back, he says to the bishop, "I really think somebody needs to go and do this full time. Somebody needs to give their life full time to trying to bring people back to the church who've fallen away." And that's the origin of the Order of Preachers, the community we today call the Dominicans. What is, I think, ingenious about St. Dominic's vision here is that you don't have to be visibly outside the box to think outside the box. He was, as I said, the most conventional of characters. He's a really boring priest. He's the bishop's secretary. He's that guy. And yet, he creates what's probably the most innovative order in the church's history. Not quite monks, not quite not. Super faithful, really smart, on the road all the time, but praying like in a monastery all the time. It's confusing, and yet it works. The Gospels are always challenging us to overturn our preconceptions, to check our conventions. This weird story on the sea is precisely how ghost stories are not supposed to work out. You see something strange and you get scared and you run away. This time the ghost speaks, and the ghost doesn't say, "Boo," but rather, "Do not be afraid." Not only do not be afraid, come out. Join me on the water. The passage from the first reading about Miriam's leprosy, that could read like something out of a fairy tale, but again, the author challenges our anticipation here. Moses, it would seem, should be happy. Aaron and Miriam have treated him terribly. God's punishing them for their sin. But instead, he doesn't rejoice in the evil queen getting her comeuppance. He intercedes on her behalf. God doesn't act in the ways that we anticipate, and that's really the point, isn't it? Because if he did, we couldn't do this. If God acted conventionally, if God acted the way we expect God to act all the time, then he wouldn't do this. And then none of us would be possible. So each of us today is called in a certain way to be a Dominican, to be like Dominic, and to go out and recapture those otherwise sane, ordinary, intelligent people, members of our own friends and family and parish and neighborhood, who have fallen away. And to find ways to bring them back, even if it means staying up all night with them at the bar. Maybe especially if it means staying up all night with them at the bar. Not for the bar's sake, but because they don't expect to meet Jesus there. In you, they can.